Flight service stations provide in-flight briefings, transcribed weather broadcasts, scheduled and unscheduled weather broadcasts, and they furnish weather support to all the flights operating in their geographical area. As a starting point, you may want to listen to one or more of the recorded weather briefings provided by the flight service station, accessible through the menu system on the telephone. For a more detailed briefing, you can contact the flight service station directly. When you telephone the facility, you should identify yourself as a pilot, state the type of flight, VFR or IFR, give them the aircraft identification number or your name, the aircraft type, the departure point, the route of flight, the destination, the flight altitude, the estimated time of departure, and how long you plan on being en route. When you call the flight service station and you give them this information, request either a standard briefing, an abbreviated briefing, or an outlook briefing. By requesting a standard briefing, you're giving the flight service station a code word, which is telling them to give you the full service briefing. It's going to include adverse conditions, whether or not VFR flight is recommended, weather synopsis, you'll get a position and movement of the lows or the highs or the fronts or any significant cause of weather in your area. You'll get the current weather. You'll get the forecast weather for your en route and for your destination. You'll get the forecast winds and temperatures aloft, the alternate routes, if any. You'll also get notices to airmen, any known air traffic delays, and pilot reports as well. You're giving them a lot of information up front, but what you're also doing is giving the briefer enough information to give you what you need. And if you decide you want to file a flight plan, by giving them the information that I mentioned, that you intend to fly VFR, the aircraft number, type, departure point, route of flight, destination, etc., that's setting up the form that the flight service station briefer uses so that if you need to file a flight plan, the information is already there. You just have to add a few more items. The thing to remember about calling a flight service station is this. When you call, request a standard briefing, an abbreviated briefing, or an outlook briefing. Standard briefing, you're requesting all the information that's pertinent to your flight. If you've already received weather and you want to get a supplement when just one or two items are needed, then request an abbreviated briefing if you want to get an update. If you call at 20 minutes to the hour, for example, and the weather forecasts haven't come in yet, say they're going to hit the system at 10 minutes of, you can still get your standard briefing, and then when you call back just before the hour or slightly after the hour, you can request an abbreviated briefing and just get the new forecasts, for example. If your proposed departure is 6 hours or more from the time you get your briefing, then you want to request an outlook briefing.